You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Frank Yaluzzi.
I'm Joey Yaluzzi.
Awesome. So that mic is working. Apologies for the late start. We're usually supposed to start at 5, but we had some technical issues, which I think are pretty much worked out at this point. We are Two Brothers, One Show, which I like the name. Joey came up with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm a big fan. We're actually brothers, Frankie and Joey Aluzzi. I am in my senior year at Lafayette College.
I'm a freshman, just started.
Yeah, he just got here. I've been doing this for a few years. I've had some other shows, Feel the Burn, Almost Friday, and I did a political talk show as well last year, which is very different from what this is going to be. So we're just going to kind of play some music. Let me make this playlist public. We made a brief short playlist to play on the air, but the first song that we're going to play to start it off is a song called Archie Marry Me by Always, but Always is spelled with two V's instead of a W, so that's how you know they're super cool and edgy.
Aesthetic.
Yeah, that's how you know. All right, here is Archie Marry Me by Always. That was Archie Marry Me by Always. What do you think, Joey?
Big fan.
Would listen again. So we're just kind of going to play in whatever we're interested in. I'll let Joey pick the next one. What do you want to play up next?
All right, let me take a look at our playlist.
Do you want to give the people a little bit of a look into your music tastes?
All right. So my music taste usually is balanced around hip hop or lo-fi hip hop as of late. But I've been into a lot of noise album music recently as well. So the song I'm going to pick is The Moon by The Microphones.
Let me get that.
Someone in one of my classes actually introduced me to The Microphones. Oh. So I've been listening to them lately.
That's really nice. All right, so here's The Moon by The Microphones.
I'm about to feel alone.
So that was The Moon by The Microphones. So wait, you said you just started listening to Noise?
Yeah, basically just started. So I don't have that much to like go off of. I think Neutral Milk Hotel technically counts like a little bit as noise, or is like fuzz folk.
Fuzz folk. I like that term. Can you like define noise in like the way, because when I think noise, I think noise rock, which is like really aggressive and like the fuzziness of the guitars, mm-hmm. but also like screamo kind of
right,
vocals.
Right.
So what is this?
No, yeah, that's totally understandable.
Is this like a subgenre of noise?
It's kind of like a subgenre. I think it just fits under noise in general. I don't know a ton about it, so I'm not like the best person to ask, but from what I've looked at in regards to noise, it's basically just like the argument that like noise has a place in music and how they work it into like just noises in general. Like if you notice in the last song, like there's a lot of like just fuzz in general that is integrated with like the guitar and the saxophone, just to like create a sense of like ambiance and like add to the song and make you feel something.
So
more
it's almost like kind of like a live performance.
Yeah, kind of pretty much.
Okay. That's cool. I have to listen to more. You have to show me some.
Yeah, I
examples.
Do too, honestly, so I know more about it.
This might kind of be noise. I'm not sure. So this is Crying. This is a band. They're actually touring with Pinegrove.
Oh, right, right, you mentioned.
Tour. But they're really good. This is one of my favorite songs by them called Premonitory Dream. You'll see. It's kind of different. I like it. But okay. we'll play it and take a listen.
Spit in the water. Not sure why. My feet are sweating. Downward in search of where I went. Try to leave a piece of me there in case I forget.
That was Premonitory Dream by Crying. Joey mentioned that they reminded him of a 90s like sitcom theme song.
Yeah, I mean, it just has like punk/grunge undertones. Sounds very similar.
Yeah.
It's a good throwback as technically a 90s kid.
Let's not go there.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's No One Knows Me in parentheses. That's mm-hmm. not the name of the song, but the words "No One Knows Me" is in the parentheses.
Right, right, right.
Like the Piano by Sampha. Really, really good British artist.
Mother's home. You would show me I had something some people call a soul. And you drive top the sky. Oh, you when I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. Couldn't cope. They said that is her time. No, 'tis inside. I kept the feelings close.
That was No One Knows Me Like the Piano by Sampha. Good song. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up next is... Oh, also, just so you guys know, we're alternating picking songs. So that was Joey's suggestion. This next one's going to be mine. This is a song called Staring Out the Window at Your Old Apartment by Jeff Rosenstock off 2016 album Worry, which I think was highly underrated.
I haven't listened through all of it.
So very, very good punk album. I would recommend it. It's very, like, he's like a super big voice in like modern punk. Mm. So it's a good album if you're interested in checking out the state of modern punk music.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Go for it. Staring Out the Window at Your Old Apartment by Jeff Rosenstock.
Someone hung a decorative surf. Cracks in the wall. Stare at the window.
got nowhere to go now. You don't know where to go now.
That was Staring Out the Window at Your Old Apartment by Jeff Rosenstock. Seriously, everyone go listen to Worry. It's a really good album.
I really will.
It's a good album. What do you have up next, Joey?
Next up, we're going to have Chamber of Reflection by Mac DeMarco.
Big fan of Mac DeMarco.
I know, me too.
He's great. He's playing Radio City, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I walked by it the other day, and he was. They had his name up in lights on Radio City, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. Like, what? I thought he was an indie kid.
really blown up.
Yeah.
Really proud of him.
Yeah, no, because it was like, because they had the whole thing with Dave Chappelle. Mm. So it's like Dave Chappelle and like Childish Gambino and Jerry Seinfeld, and it's like Mac DeMarco. And I was just like, oh, okay. But yeah, this is off Salad Days. Was this his first album? I forget if he had an album before this. I feel like this was just, oh no, he had a couple. Yeah. I think this was when he blew up, though, because he had a couple albums before
that. I think Chamber of Reflection is his most popular song. So this is like,
yeah,
what brought
him far. And I really liked This Old Dog. I do like another one, but it's not.
Haven't listened through.
I like another one, but I think that This Old Dog and Salad Days are his best by far. Anyway, this is, yeah, Chamber of Reflection is what you want to play off of Salad Days by Mac DeMarco.
Thank you.
Chamber of Reflection by Mac DeMarco. I really do like that song. It's groovy. What was the name? Wait, what's the name of that Japanese? Tell the story about the intro. The Japanese
So I was listening to, I guess it was like electro funk techno. It was like a playlist of Japanese like techno funk, electro funk, etc. On YouTube, and it was just shuffling, and I was playing with one of my friends. We were studying in the library, and just randomly it came on. He was like, I know this sample, and we had to like search around and try to find it, and we kept playing songs, and we finally found it, and it's I think it's at second eight in the song, like 008. It comes in, and it's the same sample from like that specific song, and it's not like a popular song. So
yeah, there's another song that's like really, I'll try to find what it is while we play the next one, because there's another song that Chance the Rapper samples, which is like this really groovy like funk song.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's just super recognizable, so I'm gonna try to find that. We can play that later,
but there's also one recently but like XXX like Jocelyn Flores, well, he does the same like type of sampling. He uses like a lo-fi track that's not very popular. Mm-hmm. That just as an
right,
example.
Yeah, but he pulls the stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember you because you showed me that lo-fi track, and mm-hmm. then you showed me the song that it was on. Let's listen to, are we going, I guess going off of that, let's go to a No Name song. Let's listen to Sunny Duet.
Good choice.
I like that song. Here's a song by No Name called Sunny Duet, featuring The Mind.
Look like butterflies and Hennessy. I'll trade it in for happiness, but joyful don't remember me. Sitting on my front lawn, waiting for him to call me. He said he knew my name. Shame on me, fool me once, shame on you. I got my candy cane, my name is hella pimpin' too. You can watch it play a move. Or we could call this ice cream in my Sunday sweater. Patent leather tethered to a fancy car. I know you wanna touch me in your old religion caviar. Holy water avatar, blue like the tears when I left you. I met you on Saturday morning. It's raining and storming. Approach me with caution, I come with the warning.
Sweep me off my feet, I'll probably clean my act up. I swear I'll be on my best behavior from this day forward, a lifetime after. If you're my baby, and I know this world is something crazy, that don't mean nothing crazy. Hate me, call me crazy, as long as you know my name.
I used to dream in parables, partially love you naturally, happily ever after. Cigarettes over blunts now, Miracle Whip at Funtown. Summertime, delight, delight, Mississippi over ice, Janet Jackson and flashing lights. We could dance a little if you like to. My vagabond's a lonely road, a celebrated haiku. Contemporary overzealous, think I really like you. Sing with me, paranoia, light blue. Piano was a deep red, your fingers were a green hue. Watch you make a rainbow out of sacrificial love in the club off the alley, alley, feeling holy. The DJ was religion, I swear on the Pope, he know me.
Name is just a name, don't call me crazy. And rain don't feel like rain, it's been so calm lately. And love is just a word. So tell me what you call me when I'm cold, not around.
So I found the song that I was thinking of. So this is Favorite Song off of Acid Rap with Childish Gambino and Chance the Rapper. It's Chance the Rapper's song. The song, you'll know it as soon as I play it. Like, it's a very, very distinct sample.
I might have heard
sample.
This before.
You might have? Okay, well, I'll play it and we'll see. But I mean, it's a really good song anyway. So, Clean Up Woman by Betty Wright, 1972, off of her album, I Love the Way You Love. It's really good. All right, here's Clean Up Woman. That was Clean Up Woman by Betty Wright, sampled on Favorite Song by Chance the Rapper. So it's a groovy song. I like that bass line a lot. Up next, we're going to be playing a song by Scallops Hotel, which is... Is it a collaboration or is it just another project by Milo?
I'm actually not entirely sure. I haven't looked too much into it.
I think it might just be another rap name. So there's this rapper named Milo who's really... He's good. He's part of, like... What did Open Mike Eagle dub it? Was it Art Rap? Was that what
I'm
it was?
I'm not entirely sure what the name was.
So Open Mike Eagle, and they're part of a collective. I wish I could remember the name. But Open Mike Eagle just came out with his new album, Brick Body Kids Still Daydream, excuse me. Really good album. Can't play any of it on the radio, unfortunately. Yeah. But it's a really, really good album. And then this is one of the members of his rap collective. He goes by Milo usually. This is another project he has called Scallops Hotel. This is a song called Buku Bread Company. Really, really good.
Off dander, I don't pander to older ways. Basket case, strange male wit. Couldn't help but notice how his chainmail fit. It was all shines and gleaming. Notice how his lazy eyes show when his mind is scheming. That boy raps like there's no tomorrow. That boy raps like there's only black keys. That boy raps like Rivka Goucha. And that boy raps like step when there's a glitch in the matrix, hand-bone through the fabric of space-time. My mind is not a radio broadcasting. Pull up the collar on my London fog. Rap is all monologue. I can feel the edges of my whole world shrinking. I've been thinking about what is called thinking. If every copy is a meta-original, then who will benefit from being truly original? We've been more than patient. The anti-realist never considers motivation. I love rappers how shepherds love sheep for wool. It's easy for me to say this place isn't beautiful. I love rappers how shepherds love sheep for wool. It's easy for me to say this place isn't beautiful.
That was Buku Bread Company by Scallops Hotel, aka Milo. I actually just found out apparently Milo named himself after the protagonist from the Phantom Tollbooth, which is kind of cool. Yeah, I really like the Phantom Tollbooth. That's kind of a cool little tidbit. What do you want to play next?
I'm not sure. You could play that obscure, groovy, funk Japanese song.
I have to find it on YouTube. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, it's called 52nd Street.
52nd Street.
It's not going to come up if you just search that. Search 52nd Street Toshiki Katamatsu.
I have no idea how to spell that.
T-O-S-H-I-K-I.
I'm just going to search for that. Oh, I think I found it. Oh,
there
cool.
It is.
Katamatsu.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so this is... I have not heard... It has a lot of listens. That's impressive.
Yeah, no, it's fairly popular.
Cool. All right, so this is 52nd Street by Toshiki Katamatsu.
You gotta speed it up to 1.25.
Oh, I don't know if we can edit things on the radio, but we'll listen to it at regular speed, if that's okay. Yeah, this is Toshiki Katamatsu's 52nd Street. So we're going to do our PSAs over this music because we're required to as a public station that does not run advertisements in order to remain free on the airwaves to read some PSAs. So here's, I'll start. This is from foodsafety.gov. It's called Separate, about 30 seconds long, according to this.
Okay.
Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw foods may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That is foodsafety.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. All right, Joey, your turn.
Excellent. All right. It looks like the one I have is about stroke awareness. This one also says it's about 30 seconds. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Cool. Well, that was our PSA reading section. Hope you enjoyed it. The grooving music in the background helped. Usually it's pretty boring. Let's do that every week. Let's play the music in the background. I like that. Keep it hip and fresh. Keep it so the kids listen. Got to make sure they don't mix their seafood and veggies. You don't want that to happen. All right, so I feel like we have like a pretty chill show going so far. I'm going to play a song by Slow Dive, called Sugar for the Pill. It's real good. Sugar for the Pill by Slow Dive. Enjoy.
That was Sugar for the Pill by Slow Dive. Excellent song. I remember we listened to a podcast about that at some point.
Yeah, it's called Song Exploder. Not to make this an advertisement, but listen to Song Exploder. It's a good podcast. They were not getting paid by them. I just genuinely like Song Exploder.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just kind of go into different songs and talk about how they're made in the interview, though, the artist. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
All right. Coming up next is Sober by Childish Gambino.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that it came out in 2014.
Yeah.
That's so long ago. All right. Here's, it's almost 3 years. A couple weeks will be 3 years old.
Oof.
All right. Wow. He just won an Emmy.
Did he?
Directing.
Really?
Yeah. Best director for a comedy for Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah,
okay. I haven't finished Atlanta.
It's really good.
I should finish it. Yeah.
Here's Sober by Childish Gambino.
It's over, I'll never be sober. I couldn't believe, but now I'm so high. Sometimes, maybe just give it some time. Oh, honey, now, girl, we can solve them. If you'll just give me some time, I can open up your mind. If you let it shine, you can free your mind. 'Cause I know.
I wanna be the only one. Now I'm
That was Sober by Childish Gambino.
Yeah, I like that song. It's still weird that it's almost 3 years old.
Yeah, that is a lot older than I thought it was. It's coming with a lot of...
I played that. So I've been doing a show for like 3 years. I definitely played that on the very first radio show that I had 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I like definitely did.
That is...
Because I remember it came out...
Weird to think about.
It came out at like the same time around when radio shows started. So I think it was like the second or third episode I played that. So yeah, that's weird. Yeah, but yeah, this has been fun. I'm glad that we're doing this. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Many shows to come. All right. So I guess that's as much time as we have. So that's how much time as we have. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Have a good night.